This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So what are you most proud of, professionally and personally? I'd love to know.
Personally, my family, my wife, and my little boys.
Two boys,
yeah.
What's the energy level like at your house?
High. Not in me, in them.
Sleeping and loud are the two.
They are, yeah, they are rambunctious. I was chased out of the house this morning with some plastic dinosaurs and roaring. So it was crazy.
That's great. No dull moments for you.
No dull moments. My wife actually just went out of town this last weekend to Dallas to see her parents. So I was a bachelor for 4 days, and it was terrible. I did get some things done. To a degree, I found, though, that the restrictions I have and the other responsibilities I have in my life force me to have only a small window of time to work
right.
on other things.
Yeah.
And what that does is it forces me, the constraint helps me focus and get a lot done. So I'm actually more productive when they're around and I've got lots of other things
going on. So you had a deafening silence with them gone for a few days.
Yeah. I would need to practice at it. I hope never to have to do that again. I love my life the way it is. I don't think I'd be very good on my own.
So. I have very small windows of time that my kids aren't running around.
Yeah.
And it's eerily quiet when they're not.
Yeah, it's weird.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. And then professionally, I'm proud of the relationships I've built with certain people, the things, you know, the businesses, the design, the brand work, the products, all of that is an outcome of those relationships, because I couldn't do what I do without the people around me. And I have to remind myself of that. It's not me. It's everyone else around me.
Right.
There's this lone wolf mentality in entrepreneurs. As kind of myth. We talk about the Steve Jobses of the world and everyone else, and like they're just really tiny. Like they're interesting and they're smart and that's all fine, but like they got there on the backs of thousands of other people, and those are the actual interesting people. Is everyone else who did all the work to get there. I do think you need leadership and influence, but I think there's a lot of collective creativity and power in a group. It's a lot harder to get a group to do something than it is just you personally spouting off, you know, altruisms. And I
agree. I think a lone wolf can be an owner operator.
Yeah.
But to build a business, that's servicing many and does good, you're not going to do that with a lone wolf.
And I treat a fair amount of my life as a business, in the sense that I think about input and output.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.